Well, hello, fellas. Well, I've got into a couple of beers now, and I hope you guys out there are maybe having a beer or two as well. Of course, basically, beer and alcohol is poison. That's why the phrase was coined, what's your poison? But I'm not a real heavy drinker. I just like drinking sometimes. And how many units per week do you drink? Oh, I don't know, doctor, and shut the hell up. So here's just my personal views of what the outcome might be of Johnny Depp and Amber Turd's trial. Of course, you know they're gonna make a mini-movie about it, don't ya? But all us men know that when a man goes into court against a femon, he's pretty much lost. The femon can be as guilty as hell, and she can lie as well, even though she's under oath. And the man will probably lose, or at least he definitely won't win. And what I think the outcome will be, the jurors probably all think they were both pretty bad to each other in their relationship. It'll kind of be knock for knock. And the lies that Amber Turd said in court will probably be forgotten. Because she's a femon. So I don't know why they're getting to swear the oath at the beginning. They may as well get the man to swear the oath and forget about the femon. Because it obviously means nothing to them, does it? And I do believe that Johnny Depp has won in the People's Court. But the real courts are so corrupt and swayed so much towards the femon. And to me, it's so damn obvious that Amber Turd is lying and actually is not a very nice person. She will still be treated special in the courts and the laws. It would be a great turning point in American history if Amber Turd was treated like she should be and Johnny Depp would get a full 100% victory, a win. But as America reminds me so much of Venezuela now, I can't see that happening. And because men can't get justice from the government or from the law courts, sometimes it drives them crazy and they take the law into their own hands. And people die, including the man. And that's because men have nowhere else to turn. And usually all he's looking for is some justice. I was just talking to an older man and he told me some of his history. He was married to a femon. They had a nice house. He had a beautiful truck. Luckily, there was no children involved. But she was seeing other men on the side. And eventually, they went for divorce. She got the whole house and the truck, and he was left with nothing. He had to sleep on the seafront. You can understand how desperate men can get in those situations. Whatever the jury decides, anyway, in my mind, Johnny Depp has won. It's a big win for Johnny Depp. And like I say, Amber Turd may be extreme, but she shows all the nature and characteristics of most femons. And now I'm going to have a drink for Johnny Depp. Not because I think he's a great person or anything, just because I want another beer. But Johnny has come across very good in the court case. Bottoms up.